Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Of course, Mitch is working again, but I do not feel sorry for him because I am down in the home of the big crappie.
There you go, right here on Lake Washington, home of the four-pound crappie.
That's right. I'm here with Mike Jones, and he has a tackle store down here. He has some lodging, too, Bait and Things.
Southern Star RV Park, Bait and Things Bait Shop.
So everything that's got to do with fishing is right here, and that's what I love about it. But I don't even know where to start. You're renovating the place, and that's the reason why we're like, don't have a whole bunch of stuff in behind us. But you can see he's got a bunch of products. He's going to have a lot more products. But tell us a little bit about the store here. How long has it been here?
Bait and Things was opened up in January of 2006, right over there where we're renovating and getting it, you know, ready for the season to start up. And Katrina come through and blew down a bunch of trees on the south. And one of my customers saw those trees up and made lumber out of them. And I bought a truckload of 2x6, 16 and 20 foot, boards from him. And what was here was a roof over a mobile home. And then we went in and put the floor joists and the walls and all up, and then it become a work in progress from that point where we, as we had money to do things with, we, you know, would finish it out. So in January of 07, I moved from the little side room to this area right here, and we've been here ever since. And then, you know, it, this year we, or 2020, we ended up having to do some more renovating and all, and put the, you know, the new metal siding and all on, and you're actually getting to see, we're almost through. You know, we like about another 2 weeks or so having the bait shop and everything ready, getting ready for what we have coming up in February and for the fishing season. So it's kind of hurry up and get it done, but we got to have money to work with. So you got to wait right till you make some.
And like Mike said, actually the older structure is there, and this is the new one here.
Yeah,
so how many more square foot have you added on to this?
Well, I mean, I've not added on anything recently. This was all. It's basically a 40 by 60, you know, building the way it's the way it's laid out. And we've been in this building here since 2007, but we had some damage and all that we had to contend with and get that fixed and give a facelift. And, you know, I like the rustic look, as you can tell. So we're looking forward to getting everybody down here and, you know, getting Corona past us and, you know, folks coming in and getting, you know, getting into fishing.
Right. So we're going to do a little layout of what he has down here, because, you know, without just showing him a picture and a video, they probably can't understand, but actually Lake Washington is right across the street. I'm pretty sure I could cast and maybe catch a fish by throwing a lure out that way. So tell them, boat ramp, boat facilities, parking, how does that work?
You come in here, you come in right here by the front door as the entrance into the campground and all. It's a horseshoe. You make the loop around, go across the road, down around the circle drive down there where the boat ramp and the fish cleaning facility and the pier. Unload your boat, come back up here, and then we park out here in this big field. It's a 4.9 acre compound that I have here, and we've got 7 cabins and 28 RV sites, the bait shop. We've got a big pier. We've got a what used to be the pavilion, I call it. We've enclosed it. It is now the shed, and we have a concrete slab out here that I plan to put a roof over on it and make another pavilion out there for our big mama, you know, shindig and tournament and all. But we still can use the shed as far as rolling up the doors and getting in out of the weather and everything, because of my big mama tournament that we do. This is our 19th year, and it's always the first Saturday of March, and it's a big event. A lot of anglers plan their vacations to come down here for it, and we're just trying to make things, you know, better and better for them every year.
What's the date of those exactly?
March the 6th will be the actual event.
Okay.
The banquet will be March the 5th.
Okay.
And we'll have people coming in all the way back from, March the 1st or so that'll be coming in. And we get people literally from all over the country. The Becks come all the way from Reno, Nevada.
Wow.
The Waldrips come from Benton, Kentucky. If the Rambos are able to make it down, they come from northern Indiana. We've got people all over Arkansas and Missouri and Illinois and Tennessee and Alabama and Louisiana that come. We usually have a group from Florida that usually come in here. So it just, people coming from all over.
And I happen to know there's different divisions. So tell us about the divisions that you have in that tournament.
Well, with the live scopes and all, getting to be so popular with it, with, the semi-pros and pros and all, we decided this year to do a live scope division and a non-live scope division. So if you're fishing with a live scope, you can come on and you get in that part of the tournament. You just need to make sure that we know that you're fishing with live scope, and you'll be given a special tag for that. If you're not fishing with a live scope, you've got just as good a chance as the people that are fishing with live scope out there to catch a fish. Those entry fees will be split. Whoever's in live scope, that money will go in that pot.
Uh-huh.
Whoever's in non-live scope will go in that pot. And then, of course, we take the couples. We always have somewhere between 10 or 12 couples that we put in there, and their money goes into their pot for their, for their fishing deal. But with all that being said, whoever catches the biggest fish is going to get the biggest pot.
Oh,
So, I mean, if we end up like we usually average 12 to 1800, sometimes it's been as high as $2,200 for first place. So if you come in here and you catch the big fish, you're going to get the big check or the big cash envelope, because we give back cash. It's an 80% payback, $125, entry fee for bass or crappie. If you want to fish in both tournaments, it's $225 instead of $250. If you have a third person that's fishing in the boat with you or a fourth person, then it's $75 per person. And then we allow one 15-year-old youth to fish in a boat for free. And they go in the youth they go in the youth side of the tournament. Uh-huh. That's a whole separate tournament. I mean, we have prizes for them and all, and the same thing. If we end up with a youth of 12, 14-year-old, person goes out there and catches a 4-pound crappie, who's going to get the check? The person with the biggest fish.
Right.
So, it's a family ordeal. I've been doing it. This is 19 years, and, it grows every year. And, we end up, feeding anywhere from 400 to 450 people. And it's just a big event. A lot of folks talk about it.
Yeah, it sounds like a great event. So what's been the biggest crappie caught in the Big Mama tournament?
In my Big Mama tournament, I think is a 336 or 348. The biggest crappie caught in a tournament on Lake Washington is a 376, and that fish hanging on the wall up there, that metal replica, that's a replica of that fish. Chris Hemphill caught it, I believe it was in 2013.
Wow.
And he was fishing with Magnolia Crappie Club, and he caught the big fish and everything. And then that fish has been, to date, the biggest one on record.
Biggest one.
I've seen 4-pounders and I've seen 5-pounders come out of Lake Washington, but never in a tournament.
Right. Wow. Those are some big crappie right there. And so we're actually right here in the store. We're shooting this. And so Mike's always working. and that really leads to something, is talk about your hours, because when you come to some bait shops and you think you on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, you think you're going to go in there and get minnows, and you show up and you're like, the place is empty, You can't get minnows till after it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. That don't work if you're a fisherman.
No, it doesn't. And I try not to be out of minnows. We were this past year with the corona and COVID and all this, we ran out a few times. Most of the time, if I get low on minnows, I'm going and finding them somewhere. I've drove to Grenada many times. I have drove to Meridian and got them. I've even drove over to Lonoke, Arkansas, to Anderson Minnow Farm and gotten minnows. And then I've contacted other people. I try to make sure I got a tank full of minnows during the fishing season. And if there's a big event going on, a tournament or what have you, then I try to make sure that I've got those, you know, those tournaments covered. It's nothing for us to go through 5,000 or 6,000 minnows a day during a Magnolia tournament or a Crappie Masters tournament or a Big Mama tournament or, you know, ACT hasn't been here, but Crappie USA has been here, a Crappie USA tournament or, you know, anything like that. If there's a crappie tournament going on, we're subject to go through a lot of minnows. And I do whatever it takes to get them.
And let's start at the very front of your store and work your way back. Now, just kind of describe to people what you got here, because we've already walked through. We know you got poles and stuff, but I want you to tell them, you know, as you come through. And, of course,
when you walk in the front door right here, of course, the counter's right there, and that's where I'm going to be sitting at if I'm not up here dipping minnows or talking to somebody. As soon as you come through the door, we've got our Crappie Monster line of jigs right here on the wall. The Crazy Anglers right there. We've got Uncle Ted's and all, which these are fixing to be discontinued, and Brush Pile Fishing and all is going to be going right there. Behind me is all of our hooks and sinkers and bobbers and, you know, trolling rigs and that sort of thing. And then we've got Muddy Water baits over here. We've got Bobby Garland baits over here. We've got the little black jigs and brown jigs and all that are locally made here and by one of our local jig tires that we sell a lot of those throughout the year. Got Slater jigs and all right here. We've got I've got Pico lures that'll be coming in here in the near future, and then we've got Grenada jig heads that we'll have here. They're actually out here in the truck, that in the brush pile. And we just got our new shipment of ACC crappie stick poles all the way up to 16 foot. We've got our new shipment of Ozark poles. Full line of them all the way up to 16 foot. And I think I'm right. Yeah, I believe ACC 16. I ain't got my glasses. I can't see over there. But we've got poles all the way up to 16 foot, jig poles, trolling poles, casting poles. You know, if you're long lining or what have you, we've got it. We've got the Crappie Monster, you know, lightweight landing net that we're proud to be, you know, carrying those. We've already gone through, I think, about 60, maybe 70 of those between what we've sold, and then we've, you know, we usually give a net away at a tournament or something as a prize to different things. And we're proud to have those in here. We're getting a lot more things coming in. Of course, we've got minnows and we've got crickets and we've got, you know, red worms and night crawlers. And we carry the green night crawlers. Most people don't know about those, but they glow in the water out there. And I just recently found out they make those green red worms like that you can get. So we're going to be getting some of those in here. And then we've got snacks and drinks and what have you, life jackets, buckets, you know.
Minnow buckets.
Yeah. So we've got a pretty good full line. I have a local guy that makes, you know, homemade paddles for me, and I've only got one left. I usually use those in prizes and stuff, because we'll have them engraved with bait and things on them. And, you know, a cedar or a cypress paddle. Of course, we have the regular, you know, boat paddles and all in here too. But this is a unique, a very unique place. And if I don't got it, I'll make sure I get it before you come back in here the next time. And, you know, if you need something out there on the lake, all you got to do is call me and I'll meet you on the pier and give it to you. You're not going to get much service better than that.
No, you're not going to get service anywhere better than that. It's just being so close to this. I mean, you just, you're looking out there, and the more I look out there, I'm thinking, ditch the podcast and go fishing. That's what I'm thinking.
There you go.
So you did talk a little bit about lodging. Tell us a little bit more, because even though the tackle store is really, really important, I mean, for anglers and getting their minnows and their lures and everything that they need and launching, it starts with having some lodging when you travel.
That's right. We've got seven cabins here. Cabin 1, 2, 3, and cabin 7 are all, you know, individual. They'll sleep anywhere from 1 to 3 people.
Right.
Singles are you know, maybe a couple of, you know, 2 people. We got full-size beds in them or what have you. Cabin 4 and 5 is our new cabin. It's a 16 by 40, looks like a shotgun home. And we're finishing it out. It'll be a 16 by 20 on both ends, duplex. And so we'll end up, you know, with a total of 6 cabins, and we have 28 RV sites. We have full hookups here, and then we have actually 18 more sites at Southern Star 1, which is 2.5 miles down the road. And all of our sites are full hookup. They got 20 and 30 amp on most of them. We're limited on 50 amp service here at the bait shop right now. But at Southern Star 1, where I live and all, we have 18 sites, and they all are 20, 30, and 50-amp full hookups there. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath mobile home that will accommodate 8 to 10 people, and it's very popular with, you know, large groups of guys coming in or families or what have you. And, you know, we don't have a lot, but what we have is nice and clean. And, you know, they're equipped with a refrigerator, a microwave, a coffee pot. There's a television. There's not internet TV service here, but right. You know, you can get the local weather and what have you, so you'll know what's what. And you know, then we have your linings and all, but there's no plates and forks and spoons and pots and pans and all that. You got to bring that with you. Okay.
Nearest gas station that's a good one to go to, because guys are always trying to find one. Is there one that's close by you can recommend?
The closest one is on the north end of the lake here, which would be at Roy's store. Uh-huh. They've got ethanol-free gas and all there. And then if you don't get gas there, or if they happen to be closed, you'll have to go to toward Greenville to Rick's Express or to Miss Ann Lester at Be Quick. And the good thing about Miss Ann, her tanks are above ground, and you know, so she's got good ethanol free gas. It's not going to take a chance with, like, all the rain that we've been having here lately. The underground tanks, I've gotten gas at Walmart and had problems with it.
Yeah, I happen to know that Ann happens to cook a mean breakfast, but she's got it going there. So if you catch a bunch of fish here, you come in from the lake, you could run down there. How far is that? It can't be more than 15 miles.
About 15, 16 miles to Ann's, you know, to Swiftwater Be Quick. And, you know, it's some mighty good breakfast. Best breakfast in town. They've got a really good hamburger and all. They also have, you know, barbecue ribs and rib tips and all that you can get on Saturday night. You can get a steak. And I learned this morning when we were there for breakfast that she's now, you know, selling steaks there that you can pick up and take home and cook. So she's got it going on. And if you're a chicken salad person, she's probably got the best chicken salad recipe you'll ever put in your mouth.
We did not know that. Well, we talked to her this morning that we just learned.
Well, you know, she had so much on the menu that we were talking about, and her famous pig pie and all that. I didn't even think about the chicken salad till I was just sitting here thinking, you know, all the things that she's got. But she has a mean chicken salad sandwich.
So give us a quick overview. If these people are coming, the anglers are coming to fish in that Big Mama tournament, which is later on.
March the 6th.
What are they probably going to be doing to catch the biggest fish?
Well, there'll be some that'll be single poling in the trees. There'll be live scoping, you know, out in the trees and out there long lining, trolling, spider rigging, about everything you can think of. There'll be some shooting and, you know, shooting the ducks and what have you. That is, you know, that's springtime. That's spawn time. And, you know, you can catch crappie out here on Lake Washington in the spring when it's spawn season, literally anywhere you want to go.
Wow.
So, you know, it's kind of open. Now, most of the guys that catch the big fish that win the tournaments over the years, most of them I would probably say would be out there spider rigging or long lining or what have you. But there have been some big ones come out of the timber over there.
Uh-huh.
And now with the live scope stuff where you can actually, you know, see the fish and get right in there on top of them, that's probably where, you know, maybe some of your winners will come from. But the big thing is, you know, we're doing it to where you got a live scope division and a non-live scope.
Right. And so that takes us up to tackle time. And, of course, tackle time's being sponsored by Pico Lures. And, man, I can't tell you how many tackle times we've had on our iScope jig heads, because they're designed, and Mitch designed these, and he constructs them so that you can see them better when you're live scoping. So whether you have the new Lowrance active imaging or you have the Garmin live scope, you can see that jig while it's down there. It's a very prevalent jig, and it also comes in heavier sizes, which is really important because you don't want your jig, you know, moving around when you're dropping it. You want one pull, you want one lure, you want it going bound, and you want to be able to see it. So Mike will probably have some of them here in the store, so you'll be able to come by and pick them up. And that pretty much rolls us for that section. Tell us real quick, if they want to find out more about your site. You have a Facebook page, right?
We have a Facebook page, Bait and Things, that you can go on and see us. It's BAIT, the letter N, capital THANGS, right here on the
that's right,
here. Right here on this sign. And you know, that's our Facebook page. Or you can reach me at 662-822-2087. I'm 24/7 unless I'm doing an interview, and I'll mute you until I can get back to it. But as one guy says, you know, give old Mike a call because he loves to talk. Well, that's about right. I love to talk and talk about the great things that Mississippi's got going for it, and the Mississippi Crappie Trail that we have, and Lake Washington being the number two lake in the country. It's all about getting people here, putting them in hotels and bed and breakfasts and restaurants and buying gas and bait and stuff at bait and tackle shops, promoting the tourism.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe to our podcast networks. There's Apple Play and all those. We got them all covered, iHeartRadio. So you'll be able to find us there. And like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.